From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. It is taking place every day and every night in back rooms and basements, garages, even kitchens. Amateur musicians are using computers to make home recordings that sound like they come from a studio. Jeffrey Pepper Rogers is one of those home studio devotees, but he is going a step further. He is outsourcing part of his creative process to professional musicians thousands of miles away. Here's his story.
Here's what my home studio looks like. A couple of microphones that plug into a box the size of a paperback novel, which plugs into my laptop. I set up in the basement/playroom when I won't be interrupted by my kids or my dog. I break out my guitar and I fill a hard drive with my songs.
It's a small town in her mind with such a big road. Screaming by, she can taste the fumes of destination.
If you have a computer, you can create a little studio like mine for well under $1,000. And you can capture stunningly clear sounds and edit every note on a subatomic level. That's heady stuff for a home recording musician. There are times when I'm working on a song and would love to hear a real band kick in, but it would be nearly impossible to record live drums in my basement.
Hi, Phil Robertson, estudiodrummer.com. This is a typical track that I would get from a client.
I'm watching a video tutorial on the website of Phil Robertson. He's a professional drummer who offers custom drum tracks online for $125 a song. He's in Vancouver, and I'm in upstate New York. But for online recording, it doesn't matter if he's around the block or around the world. Phil Robertson has done online recording for 5 years for people all over North America and Europe. Online session work has allowed him to make a good living at a time when many commercial studios have been, in his words, wiped off the map. So Robertson agrees to do a drum part for my song. Here's how the process works. I email him my guitar and vocal, saved as an MP3 file, like what you hear on an iPod. We talk about what I'm looking for, a slow-building drum part that leaves plenty of space. The next day he emails back an MP3 with his drums plus bass, and he pretty much nails it. I break into a huge grin when I hear the instrumental section. I do ask for a few changes, less ride cymbal here, more kick drum there. And the next day, his final tracks are ready to go. The CD quality files are way too big for email, so he directs me to a site called YouSendIt, where I download the drum track. And then I download his bass track. You can book an online session for practically any instrument, from eFiddler to HighSpeedHorns.com. A few sites, like SessionPlayers.com and eSession, act as brokers for well-known studio musicians. So if you've fantasized about having guitar hero Robin Ford play on your record, or maybe James Taylor sideman Lee Sklar on bass, this may no longer be a pipe dream. At SessionPlayers.com, rates run from $250 to around $1,000 a song. That's small change compared to what it would cost to have one of these guys travel to a studio you're renting, and where you're also paying an engineer and producer. That's Tim Kobza warming up on slide guitar. He's in Southern California, in the home studio of Joey Finger from SessionPlayers.com. Kobza is overdubbing a slide part for my song, and I'm actually monitoring the session in real time over the web. We're set up so that we can also talk an instant message using the program Skype. If I had a webcam, we could see each other too.
Hi, Jeff?
Yeah.
Hey, it's Joey from SessionPlayers.com.
Hey, how's it going?
Great. I think we're ready to start taking some tracks here.
Online recording may sound like a disembodied process compared to a band collaborating in a studio, but the truth is, most records are made one instrument at a time, and often at multiple locations.
So there's a lot of a la carte going on in the recording studio business these days.
George Peterson is executive editor of the recording industry magazine Mix, and he's a studio owner and musician too.
Typically, it's not the guitar player in a room with a bunch of musicians and jamming with them. It's a musician who's a guitar player who's got a pair of headphones on, and you know, sometimes what that person's staring at is an engineer and producer sitting through the glass, what we call the fishbowl, while they're in the recording room, and they go, okay, hit it, be creative.
One of the best things about recording at home is that you can be creative when you feel like it and experiment without fretting about a studio's hourly rate. The same is true for online session players in their own home studios. Unless you're monitoring the session, they can work on your song at 3 a.m. after a gig or whenever they have downtime in their schedule. Anyway, I've got the drum, bass, and slide tracks on my laptop now, and I'm ready to mix everything together. I could do this myself, but I'd like to get a fresh perspective, and I'd love to work with someone in the same room. So I call William Nicholson. He's a recording-savvy musician who also happens to be a neighbor. I bring over my entire studio in a backpack and plug into his speakers, and we spend a couple of hours fine-tuning the song.
He's such a big man, in her mind, with such a small view of the sky.
It's amazing to hear my basement demo transformed like this, and it was so simple to work with players thousands of miles away. As a musician, I'm torn. I hate to think of people bypassing local talent to outsource their tracks, yet online work could help musicians make a living wherever they are. And anyway, when I crank up my song, I forget that my band exists only on my laptop.
All the pain and the parts of a dream.
I just think, cool.
Going down, 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 down. Going down.
For NPR News, this is Jeffrey Pepper Rogers.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.